Bible, please stand for the responsive reading taken from Psalm 32, verses 1 through 11.
Blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Blessed are those whom the Lord does not hold guilty, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I did not declare my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to you, that you forgave the guilt of my sins.
Therefore, let those who are godly offer prayer to you.
At a time of distress, the rush of great waters shall not reach them.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You encompass me with deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you through my eye upon you.
Do not be like an unruly horse or a mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bit and bridle.
Many are the plans of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous.
Shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. We come before God with our prayers of blessings to thank God for all the blessings that we receive. To share our burdens and concerns between each other and also share with God and lift them up to the throne of grace of God. God's promise is that He will answer our prayers according to His will and His time. So with that boldness and trust in God, let us go to God in prayer with all our needs and our prayers. Turn with me to the back of the bulletin where our regular prayer lists are listed. Please continue to pray for these items and people that are listed there in our regular prayers. Continue to pray for recovery of Martha and Jack, and hope Jack is doing better. Linda is here today. That is a good sign, and we'll continue to pray for you and Jack for his complete recovery. And
we ought to pray for her to continue her patience. For another 50 years, though. Let's go for it all, you know. So put that down, girl.
I got it. 50 more years, please, Lord.
Please, Lord.
How did you remember this stuff?
That's a real good question.
Congratulations to Marcus and Lisa for their wedding anniversary. How many years? 15?
15 years.
Okay. Are there any other items of praise or concerns that we want to raise together? Any special items to call out? Also, continue to pray for our country, the leaders of this country, President, Vice President, our Congress, governors of the states, particularly during this pandemic, to make the right decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. And also we pray for the safety of our frontline workers, our healthcare people, and the service and delivery people. A lot of people are working behind the scenes to serve us. Our police, our military, and fire. All those people who work hard every day. Let us be thankful for their services at the same time. Pray for their safety and God's grace in their work that they do. Let's continue to pray for the Blankenship family as they are grieving at the death of Larry, our great friend, our dear friend. Pray for that family for God's peace at this time. If there are no special call-outs for the prayer request now, let us go to God in prayer. We spend a few moments in silent prayer where we can bring out our unspoken prayers. Then I will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we come before you as your children, trusting in your promises that you will answer our prayers according to your will, according to your time. We thank you for this time that you have given us together, so that we can come together and raise our concerns and blessings together to you. Above all, we thank you for the privilege that you have given us to become your children through your Son Jesus Christ, so that we can call you Father. Thank you, God, for the gift of life that you have given us with all its joys and blessings, and you shower upon us so many blessings every day in spite of us, our conditions and our unfaithfulness. We look for guidance from you at this time. We look up to you for our needs. You are the source of all good things and who desires only good for us, O Lord. We seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns together this time. We thank you for the blessing of another year of anniversary of wedding together with Marcus and Lisa. We thank you for your blessing in their lives and pray for continued guidance for them in the future. Thank you for all the gifts that they have and use for your glory, and also praise you for their talents and their service to this church and this community. Continue to guide them as a family. We thank you for the healing and the recovery that we heard from many people from the COVID. We thank you for the good you give us, Lord. We continue to pray for Jack and Martha as they are continuing their recovery. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and patience, and also bless their families with your peace every day. We pray for all those who are suffering in their bodies, particularly we pray for Cindy Jolly and Jerry Spence. And also we thank you for the recovery and healing that you have been giving to Kelly Sutton, who is off the ventilator now. We pray that you will continue to heal these people, touch them with your healing hands and strengthen their body and their spirit. Above all, we pray for peace in their lives and comfort during this time, and also peace in their dear ones' life who are caring for them. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various situations in their lives. We pray and thank you for the Sylvia family and Maya's family as they have recovered from the COVID. We thank you for all the continued blessings that you shower upon us every day. We pray for our nation as a whole as we come before you, Lord. We pray for the guidance and your wisdom for our president and cabinet and the congressmen, governors of the state and all the local governments who are making decisions. We pray that your divine guidance and wisdom will guide them and guard them, that they will make the right decisions for your people. We pray that you as a church to do your ministry in this community. We also pray for the safety and the services that they are doing, our frontline workers are doing, the medical people, fire, police, our military, and all those who are working behind the scenes, putting their lives at risk during this pandemic. We pray that you will keep them safe and also bless them with your grace to do their work effectively. Be with us as a church to do your work faithfully in this community as we look forward to another Lent season coming up, Lord. Help us to reflect on our lives and to rededicate our lives for the glory of your name in this world, and also the blessing in our lives also through our lives to this world. Bless us as a church and give us your guidance to go forward in the middle of all the situations that we have. Thank you for your faithfulness in the life of our church as well. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit today, to lift up your name and glorify your name in our singing, in the meditation of our word, in all the things that we do here, Lord. Bring honor and glory to your name. Bless us, Lord, as we go from here to be more powerful with your spirit, to be more effective witnesses for you, wherever you place us in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive trespassers not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now as the choir sings, the ushers may come forward for taking up the offering. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. Loving God, we thank you for the blessings that you give us every day in our life, and you are the source of all that we have and what all we are. Merciful God, we come before you and give you a portion of what you have given us back to you for the furtherance of your kingdom. Help us, Lord, to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We offer ourselves at this time and also accept our offering, Lord, so that we may find joy and to give our prayers and our presence, gifts and service to support the ministry of this church and also the global church as a whole. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully today and also pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use the offering to share your love to this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please remain standing for the reading of the scripture. It is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 16.
Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, You must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, not tell where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake into the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Please. Amen. As Jesus continues his ministry, we see that he encountered so many different people. And John's gospel, as we saw about his ministry starting, the first sign that he did was the sign or the miracle in Cana, so that the world will believe in him. It was a sign of who Jesus was and what the world needs to know about Jesus. Then John's gospel continues with a few events of interaction with people. One of them is an interaction that Jesus had with the Jewish teacher by name Nicodemus that we just read in John's Gospel chapter 3. The man was a leader of the Pharisee who was a teacher who knew everything about the Jewish scripture. So he came in the dark of night to talk to Jesus. We don't know why he chose to, or he picked up the time at night to come to Jesus. There might be various reasons. We don't know. Maybe he was busy during the day. Or maybe it was a reflection of his darkness of his soul, that he wanted to bring light into his dark situations where he could not find answers. Whatever that be, it happened at night that he came and talked to Jesus. Maybe he didn't want to be recognized in front of other people if he did it during the day. I don't know. But he came to Jesus and said, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher. And Jesus replied with a very unique reply and said, unless you are born again, you would not see the kingdom of God. So what a very strong answer or reply, that a response that came from Jesus to a teacher of the law who is considered to be knowledgeable in everything about spiritual teachings and theology at that time. And Jesus was telling him, unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. So he was puzzled more in the darkness of his situation or the darkness of time that he came to Jesus, he was more pulled into dark. How can this? That was the question he asked, and say, how can a man or a woman who is an adult can go back into a mother and being born again in this world? He could not grasp the teaching that Jesus was telling him. And he said, how can these things be? In the darkness of situations of our lives, nothing really makes sense. And we tend to ask, how can this be? It is not just us, it is not just Nicodemus. We see a lot of other people ask these questions in their lives. We remember Mary, the mother of Jesus, when the angel visited her and told her that there is going to be a big thing happening, that you are going to conceive a baby, and he is going to be the savior of the world. And as a little teenager girl, she could not comprehend it. And she asked, how can this be? And then Thomas, the disciple Thomas, was not there when Jesus appeared after his resurrection to the other disciples. And when other people told him, he said, I would not believe unless I see him and put my hands in the wounds. And he also was puzzled by this miracle that other people have seen, and he would not believe it. How can this be? And Jesus, lo and behold, appeared to him and restored him. And there are many other examples that we can see in the lives of many saints who have gone before us, that they ask the same question, how can this be? Without understanding or struggling to understand the spiritual meanings of stories in our lives that happen. There comes a time in each of our lives when understanding and knowing give way to some kind of darkness, of not knowing or not understanding. The journey of faith itself seems a journey through the darkness sometimes. But the good news is that we can all come to Jesus the night and be illumined by his grace. Today the world is seeking answers for many questions. Now, how can this be? How is this corona situation going to end? What good is going to happen with this pandemic? What is the future of the world? Nothing seems to be promising around us. Jobs are being closed and restaurants and stores are closed every day. People are still struggling and having problems and difficulties, not seeming to have a light at the end of this tunnel. Whether it is through a global pandemic or a crisis in our lives, whatever it be, we all step into this nighttime or darkness situations in our lives. We feel isolated or alone, and when the stability and the steady course of our lives are disrupted, or sometimes, then we probably end up with more questions than answers, like Nicodemus. They are the times when we are afraid, when we are powerless, or when we feel unprepared for all the things that are coming in front of us. And we just don't know what to do or where to go. They are the times when we feel like we are in a strange land, finding nobody to direct us. We don't know and can't see the way forward. But a lot of times it is probably we are in this darkness around the corner from Jesus. That is the good news. That the light of the world is already here to shine through our dark situations and bring light and hope even in the middle of these situations. The night times are not very pleasant times. One of our friends who died years ago who used to say, she said that when you get a phone call at night, or if you have to get up in the get up at night to go to the doctor, it is not good. Nothing good happens at night. So she used to say, at least in her life. And she passed away a few years ago with cancer. But night can be illumined by the light that God brought to this world through Jesus Christ. And that's what Nicodemus was trying to understand. You know, how can this be? Unless you are born again, even if you are a teacher who knows everything about scripture and spiritual things, unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God. That means that unless you come to Jesus and understand the light that he brings into our dark situations, you will never see light. He is the hope of the world. He is the light of the world. God is in the middle, in the midst of this darkness, bringing light and life to those who are seeking for it. One of the author, Og Magdino, who wrote many books, and he says in one of his books, says that, "I love the darkness because it shows me the stars." Only many times, if we go through the darkness only, we can see the shining stars in the sky. The promises of God that are illuminating in the darkness, looking at you and saying that you have a better future and you have a better hope, even in the midst of time of darkness. There are spiritual darkness also that Jesus is trying to tell him. Not only our situational darkness, but also Jesus is telling Nicodemus about his spiritual darkness. It is not a time to gather more spiritual data or study more theology, but to understand that who God is and who Jesus is. So Nicodemus went there, and also acknowledging that, "Jesus, because of the works that you do, I understand that you are a man from God." Well, you need to understand a little bit more. It's not man from God, but you are God himself. That is what, when you get the understanding, when you are born again, that you know that Jesus is not just a man from God, but he is God himself. God's son who came to this world, who was revealed in our flesh in as human being, so that you and I can go and get that light and receive that light in the situations of our darkness. So the understanding had to be that Jesus is not just a teacher, but he is the Son of God. God himself who came to this world to give light in the darkness of his life situation. We know that during the time of creation, God said, "Let there be light." In the darkness there was light. God is the source of all light, and he continues to speak to us in the darkness of our lives to bring glory and light into the darkness of our situations. Nicodemus was a man of discernment and is seen as, in his estimation, that he was seeing Jesus as a good teacher. And definitely Nicodemus was an honest seeker. Whoever is honest in seeking God, God will reveal himself to those people who are honest. And there Nicodemus got a new revelation about Jesus, who drew him closer to him. And he became later on a disciple that we read in history. He could not understand how things could be, but he put his trust in Jesus and accepted Jesus in his life. Being born again is an intervention from God. God brings us back to life as new people in the Spirit. He changes us. It is an act of God. And it is not our own human act. God brings us back to him to reveal his glory in our lives. God's salvation is free through Jesus Christ and is available to everyone. That is something Nicodemus could not understand. He thought it was only for a selected few who follow the scripture, the commandments, the law, and not for the outsiders. But Jesus brought the light to him to tell him that God's salvation is free. And it is not available to a certain group of people, it is available to everyone, universally, around the world, whoever believes in Jesus Christ. So that is where Jesus concludes that conversation in verse 16. We all know John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Anybody who believes in him, it is free. Nicodemus could not understand a little bit of that. How can you get free salvation? We like to do something for getting something, right? And many other religions, most other religions teach the same thing. You do this, 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 then you get this, 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 and this. Or you pay money, you help the poor, you do some charity work, then you can achieve salvation. Well, these are all good things, and we ought to do these things. But if those are not the way to achieve salvation or going to heaven, it is free and given by grace. All you need is to accept it. The rest of the things follow. So because we are God's children, we do those things. We do those things not to get to heaven, but because we have heaven already, we do those. Nicodemus have a new understanding about the gift of salvation. Darkness started to grow brighter and brighter, and the light started to come into his life. All the churches have different teachings about salvation, but there is only one way. Go to Jesus and it is free. A pastor was preaching, and he said that he went to another church in the northeast, in a rich area church, and the pastor there was very happy to receive this pastor from the south and show him all the big things about it. And stepped outside, they saw the shining golden cross on top of the church, and that the pastor pointed to that cross and said, we just renovated our church and look at that cross on the top that we did install. It cost us $150,000 to put up that golden cross on top of the church. And this poor pastor from the south then told him, well, there were times when Christians could get them for free. The cross is free. You don't have to pay $100,000 to put it up on the church. To many people, free salvation is not something they cannot understand. It is natural for man to feel better when they pay something to get something. Like other religions all do that. But free is from God. The life is free, given to us without paying anything. It was not my choice. Nobody paid my price for my life. It was given to me as a gift. Everything valuable in this world is a gift from God. Every breath, the light we see, the beauty that we see around us in creation, these are all given to us as gift, not paid or purchased by price. How, in that case, how much more is the salvation of our souls be free that God can give us through his grace only? So go to God, go to Jesus, and you will see the light when you are in dark situations. And God will give us it is called luminous darkness, where his light will illumine our souls so that we can recognize Jesus, who the Transfiguration Mountain that Peter, James and John saw a different Jesus, a glorious Jesus that they have never seen or dreamed in their lives. And that is what the revelation that God wants us to give in our lives, like Nicodemus, to reveal himself to us as the Savior and the light of the world. A missionary went to Japan looking for a particular church that he was invited to speak. He followed the instructions that they gave him about how to find the church, and he tried to go with a map from the hotel that he was staying to find the church. Then he took the train, and as he left the train on the station that he left out, he wandered around looking for the church, looking at the map, and he could not find it. And in Japan and China, and I had the same situation when I went to China, don't ask for directions, because first of all, nobody speaks English, they only talk Chinese. And they would not even listen to you if you ask for directions. They just walk away. I mean, that's very uncomfortable when I did that one time. And I lost in China. I was lost in China one time. But in Japan, it's the same thing. Nobody speaks English. So this missionary was kind of confused. And his time was running out to get to the church. And in those days, there was no cell phone or anything that he could not contact anyone. So he started looking at the map again and praying about how to get this to this place. Then he located himself a place. He saw a cross in the map. A cross that shows a church. So in the little article that he wrote about I was lost in Japan, he said, I scanned through the map amidst all the alienness and confusion that I was going through. I saw a little symbol suddenly standing and jumping out at me. It was a tiny cross in a corner of that map. And that was where I needed to get to. And that taught him a great lesson, and also the readers of this article that he wrote, to go to that cross. And we will find meaning and purpose for our lives. That is what Nicodemus learned that day. If you find yourself confused in darkness, over lives that you cannot find darkness, remember Jesus is standing by to give light and hope into our world. We can find our way from there. May God bless us with these words as we look forward to the season of Lent, to reflect on our lives and to be guided by the light of Jesus every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 370 in the blue hymnal, Victory in Jesus. If you are able, please stand.